Welcome back to Everyone Gets a Tragedy. I'm your host, Gopal.
Gopes!
And I'm here with my fellow podcasters, Park, Zeeshan, and Rahul. And in this episode, we'll be recapping all the other episodes that we talked about in this podcast series. We'll be talking about author's choices, characterization, entertainment values, and social messages, and we'll discuss the important themes from the entire story. We'll also discuss how we would rate this book and who we would recommend this book to, and we would also talk about other books that are similar to this book.
This is our last episode for this season. We hope that you guys enjoyed every podcast episode that we've done so far.
I would like to ask all the hosts from the other episodes to recap their episodes.
In the first episode we did in this podcast series, we talked about the choices that the author made and how she used those choices to impact the readers in a certain way. One of the most important distinctive features about her book was that it started off with a flashback. Including a flashback in the story helps the readers understand the context and the background behind what they're reading about. Knowing the origin stories of anything that they're reading about can help you understand the events that are occurring in the present. Another choice that she made was to base the book around multiple tragedies that occurred. She started with Toby's tragedy and how that impacted his life. And then she, basically by exemplifying the tragedy that Ezra had in his life, she also showed the similarities and differences on how their lives took different turns based on the tragedies that they faced. Another reason that Robin Schneider might have decided to write about this story was maybe because she experienced a similar event in her life. For example, she might have experienced a tragedy, maybe not a car crash, but somewhat of a tragedy during high school that turned her life around forever.
Actually, Gopal, my name is Prak, not Park. Thank you very much. In episode 2 of our podcast, we talked about characterization in the story. We talked about how we named a few foils in the story, such as Cassidy and Charlotte. And in the story, one of them is trying to help Ezra get through his life-changing moment, while the other one is trying to have nothing to do with him because he's not popular anymore. Another foil we talked about was Toby and Ezra. And this is true because Toby has always been on the lower end of the social hierarchy of high school, while Ezra has always been king of the school because of his tennis playing ability. And now because Ezra broke his leg, he can now relate to Toby more because they both share a common quality, which was they both received a tragedy sometime in their life.
I would also like to add, in the story, there are dynamic and static characters. This is represented by Ezra and Toby. Ezra was a dynamic character because he had a major change in his life. He started as the king of the school, and he's now just a normal person on the debate team. And he's not as popular as he used to be. Toby, on the other hand, he's always been low on the social hierarchy for high school. He's always been known as the person that caught the severed head at the theme park.
During the episode where we talked about social messages, entertainment values, one of the main points that came up was perseverance. And perseverance is when a person doesn't give up no matter how hard or how challenging that obstacle is. And during the book, Ezra showed perseverance. And he still tried to have fun. Like, he still went to parties, still made new friends, and never really gave up, even though he went through such a big tragedy. And another point that came up was how Robin Schneider incorporated certain topics to catch the reader's attention. Certain topics like romance, comedy, suspense, heartbreak really caught the reader's attention and made them want to read more.
In this book, tragedy is a main theme. Tragedy is like a big theme in this book because throughout the whole book, everyone is faced with some sort of tragedy. For example, in the beginning of the book, Toby's faced with a tragedy because he catches a head on the Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disneyland, and everyone at school makes fun of him because of it. And also, throughout this whole book, Ezra is faced with multiple tragedies. For example, in the beginning of the book, Ezra is faced with a tragedy that he can't play tennis anymore because he was in the car crash, and this leads to another tragedy because he can't play tennis anymore, he has to hang out with all the unpopular people like Toby because all his popular friends leave him. The last tragedy that Ezra faces is that in the beginning of the book, he loses his girlfriend Charlotte, and eventually at the end of the book, he loses his girlfriend Cassidy at homecoming. Rahul, what do you think is another theme in this book?
I think that one of the most important lessons you can learn from this book is to accept change that comes in your life. Throughout your life, you're going to encounter different events that are going to change the course of your life for as long as you live, and you're going to have to be able to live with that. The longer that you stay stuck on one thing, the longer it's going to drag you back and prevent you from moving forward. Like Toby, for example, and Ezra. Toby was able to move past his tragedy of the severed head, and he didn't let that weigh him down. But even more so, Ezra was able to move past his accident. Had Ezra sulked and stayed basically held down by the tragedy that he experienced, he would never have gone on to talk to Cassidy, have all those experiences that he did with his new friends that he probably would have regretted for the rest of his life. And you're going to have to accept that your life is going to be this way and it's not going to change. You have to be able to willing to take whatever you have and make the best of it. That's the only way that you're going to be able to move forward in life.
Thanks, Rahul. That was an interesting theme because throughout the whole book, Ezra has to accept change and move on from it. From the time that he was involved in the accident, to the time that he can't play tennis anymore, and to the time that his friends won't even hang out with him. Park, what is another theme learned from this book?
Going off of what Rahul said about how change over time is a main theme in the story, I'd like to add that another major theme in the story is resilience. Resilience is different from change over time, because change over time is more of a long-term theme. An example is what Rahul said about how Toby learns to accept how he caught the severed head, and he accepts it. That took a lot of time for him to adapt to. That's an example of change over time. Resilience is different in how it's more like how right after preceding the event or the tragedy, how does the person that's affected, how do they cope with it? Now that we have established the difference between resilience and change over time, I would like to explain how resilience is presented in the story. This whole story are the follow-up events after Ezra's tragedy, which was the car crash. Ezra is resilient from this event throughout the whole story, and we see that by him reconnecting with his old friend Toby, him joining the debate team, him meeting Cassidy, becoming close with her, and eventually falling in love with her. And this shows resilience because after the car crash, he lost all of his friends, and he wasn't the king of the school anymore. But yet, despite that, he still has close friends that he's with, and he managed to fall in love even after Charlotte cheated on him.
Thanks, Park, for talking about your theme. I really agree with the theme about resilience. I agree with it because in this whole book, Ezra is a character that shows the most resilience. He shows the most resilience because he doesn't let the fact that being in a car crash affect him in any way. Like you said, he meets new friends after his old friends stopped hanging out with him. This shows resilience because he wasn't as popular, so he hung out with his old friends. Furthermore, when he joins the debate team, this shows him being resilient because even though he couldn't play tennis, he goes and joins a club where he didn't need to be physically active to be in the club. Zeeshan, what is another theme that we got from this book?
During the story, one of the many themes that are displayed is a friendship and loyalty. Toby is one of the characters that displays this theme. When Toby had his tragedy with the severed head at Disney World, Ezra slowly becomes distant from Toby, and they barely talk to each other, and they just slowly become distant. But when Ezra went through his tragedy, Toby still wanted to be friends with Ezra. Like at the beginning of the school year, where he sat next to Ezra, even when Ezra didn't ask him to sit beside him. One character that does not display this theme is Charlotte. Because after Ezra's tragedy, she just barely distanced herself from him. And like, they just stop being friends, they barely talk, and then it just breaks down from there.
Thanks, Zeeshan, for talking about your theme. Your theme about friendship and loyalty is another really big theme in this book, because after Ezra's tragedy, Ezra starts to rekindle a lot of his friendships, and like you said, he starts to make a lot of new friends. One of his friends that he tries to rekindle with is with Toby. On the day of the pep rally, on the first day, Ezra has to sit with all the teachers because of his injury, and out of nowhere, Toby comes and sits next to him, and they start to catch up for all the times that they lost. And after the accidents, Toby starts to stay loyal to Ezra, and he doesn't leave his side at the lunch table or in any of his classes. Another example of friendship and loyalty is that Ezra starts to make a lot new friends. For example, some of his friends that he makes is with Cassidy, Austin, and Phoebe, and they sit together every day at lunch. Before we sign off today, I would like to ask all my fellow podcasters to rate this book from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, and why they would give this book this rating.
I would like to rate The Beginning of Everything an 8 out of 10. This book does very well in certain aspects, like character depth. This is presented throughout the book as it gives many of the characters really well thought out backstories, like how Toby and Ezra go to the theme park in the beginning, and then Toby's tragedy occurs. Another great depth moment for a character is Ezra when he's at the party and his emotions are high when he sees his girlfriend cheating on him, to where he goes and gets in the car crash. Another aspect this book is really good at is character development. All the characters change in some way throughout the whole story. Ezra loses popularity, and he learns to adapt to being lower on the hierarchy of high school. Toby finally gets to reconnect with his old friend Ezra, and he also adapts to all the criticism he got for his tragedy, which was mentioned in the beginning of the book. I would also like to add that I would recommend this book to people in high school. This is because people in high school can relate to this book. They can, obviously, probably not catching severed heads or getting into huge car accidents, but, you know, losing popularity or remaining popular in the school, that's very consistent in like everyday high school life. So that's why I would recommend this book to other high schoolers.
I would rate this book a 7 out of 10. Because, I mean, I don't read that many books often, but this was one of the only books that kept me like wanting to read more at the end of the chapter and like never wanting to put the book down.
Personally, I've been a pretty big fan of this book. Previously, I've vouched for it being one of the greatest books I've ever read. So I would probably give it an 8 or 9 out of 10. All of the aspects of the book, such as comedy, romance, and especially suspense, including the plot twist at the end, all of those things add up and make the book appealing. Especially to a teenage audience, where nowadays we're not used to reading a lot of books. But if the author is able to connect with a teenage audience, I would say that's a job well done. Me personally, I've really stopped reading a lot of books, and this is one of the few books that I've gotten to finishing in the past few years. I especially like this book because of how we could relate to some of the things going on in the book. One such example was being cast out from your original group of friends and having to restart again. Especially that is really relatable for a lot of high schoolers because we all experience it. And I think Robin Schneider did a great job of that. I would definitely recommend this book for any teenager who's looking for a short read and who isn't a very avid reader. All of us touched on the topic of how this book is relatable. And I think all books that are the best help the audience feel an emotion that they can connect to. I think we all notice that this book is very relatable, and that's what makes this so good for us teenagers to read.
I would rate this book a 10 out of 10. I would rate this book a 10 because it had all the aspects of a good book, like comedy when Toby caught the severed head, romance when Ezra fell in love with Cassidy, drama when Ezra lost all his friends on the tennis team, and it had a really good plot twist at the end of the book. Like what Park and Rahul said, I would recommend this book to anyone that is in high school or has finished high school because it had all the aspects relating to high school. For example, it had traditional drama when one person would cheat on another person, and then it had another example of traditional high school would be drama circling around the school when someone would know something in a matter of a day. And another example is when teachers would show hatred to their star players quitting the team because the teachers will know that they would lose. And also, it shows the classes that a traditional high school senior would take. Like, it had AP European History, and it had Spanish, and it had Honors American Literature. At that, I would like to say thank you to all my fellow podcasters, Park, Rahul, and Zeeshan. And behalf of everyone on Everyone Gets a Tragedy, I'm your host, The Gopes. And thank you for listening to all our podcasts.